This is the County Cricket Roundup podcast for the 25th of September. It was possibly the worst day of the season for Derbyshire, just as they needed one of their best on day two against Warwickshire. They first allowed the Bears to pile up 391 for 9 before declaring, then slumped to 44 for 5 in reply, to all but end their hopes of avoiding the drop. Chris Wokes and Maurice Chambers both achieved career best scores, extending their troublesome ninth wicket stand to one of hugely worrying proportions. They had added 166 for the time Chambers was stumped off David Wainwright for 58, with Wokes then ending on 152 not out. The hosts then quickly slipped into the mire as Keith Barker struck three times prior to stumps. Shivnarine Chanderpaul is the only man to hold firm and is unbeaten on 24. All of which means that events at Trent Bridge are likely to prove irrelevant. Somerset closed strongly on 183 for 2, and Nottinghamshire had their first innings ended at 406, with Alfonso Thomas taking the last three wickets. The Sidemen did lose both openers with just 11 on the board, but Nick Compton and James Hildreth combined at an unbroken 172. Hildreth romped 102 not out of only 107 balls, with Compton ending unbeaten with 62. Sussex continued to cause problems for newly crowned champions Durham at Hove. They earned a 164 run first innings lead by compiling 328, and lead by 162 runs at the close. Ben Brown and Asher Zaidi did the bulk of the run scoring for the day, adding 83 for the 7th wicket, following Luke Wright's dismissal to Chris Rushworth, 13 short of his century. Zaidi was finally extracted by Ben Stokes for fluent 45, with Brown following a little later for 64. Surrey's young opening pair of Rory Burns and Dominic Sibley put on 171, their young bowling attack had bowled Yorkshire out for 434. Burns fell 82 in the penultimate over of the day to Stephen Patterson, but Sibley remains on 81 not out. Gary Balance had early completed his century, helped Yorkshire post an imposing 434. Zafar Ansari ended the pick of the Surrey attack with 4 for 70, while there were 3 wickets apiece for Matt Dunn and Tom Jewell. In Division 2, Essex's failure to take full bonus points against Hampshire ended their promotion hopes. In fact, it was a terrible day for the visitors of Southampton, as they were bowled out for 207, asked to follow on by the hosts. They closed on 44 for none in their second innings, but still trailed by 205 runs after Adam Wheat had completed his century, as Hampshire all out for 456 at the start of the day. It was Matt Coles, though, who put the final nail into the Essex promotion hopes. The former Kent all-rounder returned figures of 6 for 71, as no visiting batsman made 50. And thus Northamptonshire will be in Division 1 next season, despite not having things all their own way at New Road. They could manage just a 39-run first innings lead over Worcestershire, as Alan Richardson ended with 5 for 70, and they were all out for 202. There were also 3 wickets for Murrayne Alley, while Rob Keogh top scored with 57. Worcestershire then reached stumps second time around 155 for 3, as their top 3 all made useful contributions. Alley reached the close on 40 not out. Lancashire closed 99 runs ahead of Kent, on 75 without loss in their second innings at Canterbury. Skipper Paul Horton is unbeaten on 36, with Lewis Rees on 33. Rob Kidd early hit 134 for Kent, as they got close to Lancashire's total of 284, despite slipping 7 for 3 early on. Key added 158 with Ben Harmison to the 4th wicket. Kyle Jarvis took 3 wickets on his first team debut, while there were also 3 wickets apiece for Oliver Newby and Stephen Parry. Glamorgan and Gloucestershire are evenly matched after 2 days, with the former reaching stumps on 271 for 9, and flying the latter to 275. Chris Cook and Jim Allenby both reached 50 for the home side, with Allenby going on to make 85, before giving Matt Taylor his 3rd wicket. Woodrie Smith hit 39 for number 9, while Will Gidman ended the pick of the Gloucestershire attack with 4 for 64. And in one piece of county cricket news, Essex have extended the contract of all-rounder Greg Smith till the end of the 2015 season.